Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the snare. Look upon me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and poor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These words are taken from the introit of today's Mass, and they have always been seen by Holy Mother Church as applying very fittingly to the season. For this third Sunday of Lent, we always find ourselves in the month of March, a month which is marked in our days by special devotion toward Saint Joseph. That is, Saint Joseph, the patriarch of the New Testament, the foster father of the Son of God, and the patron and mighty protector of the universal church. Devotion to Saint Joseph developed over the centuries, and it was only in these final centuries, leading up to the modern era, that it truly was kindled amongst the faithful and expressed in the liturgy. There was always a great preparation, however, underway in the liturgy for this devotion of the month of March, and that during this month of March, from the most ancient times, the Church has read the lives of the patriarchs, and the fathers have lovingly commented upon these great passages of sacred history. Most especially, we consider and are invited to consider today on this third Sunday of Lent the history of the patriarch Joseph. It is the first time we encounter this name in the Holy Scriptures, and so the fathers did not hesitate to see in him a great prefiguration. For in reading all of the Old Testament, they were always mindful of the teaching of St. Paul. All these things happen to them in figure, and they are written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. All of the figures of the Old Testament whom we encounter during this time of penance are to find their fulfillment in the culmination of the liturgy at Holy Week. Then the full truth will be revealed about all that was foretold during the 12 prophecies of the Easter Vigil. But as far as St. Joseph, we are invited to reflect on him today, and that is why the introit of today's Mass has always been seen as applying to him. Joseph looking up toward God from the pit into which he has been cast by his brothers. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the snare. Look upon me and have mercy on me, for I am alone and poor. Let us consider then this morning the figure of Joseph the patriarch, as the fathers did, with the eyes of faith. As St. Ambrose invites us to do today, let us, he says, consider this dreamer and see just what shall become of his dreams. Joseph, we know from the scriptures, is the firstborn son of Rachel, the son of Jacob, in whom that patriarch took special delight. His 12 brothers envy him for his favored status and resent the truths that he tells them from his dreams. He is charged by his father to seek them out as they have wandered astray. They see him coming from afar, but their hatred is only kindled further. Led by Judas, or Judah, after first casting him into a pit, they strip him of his garments and sell him for 20 pieces of silver, so that they may be rid of him without having blood on their hands. Taking thus the form of a slave, Joseph is taken down into Egypt, where, because of his righteousness, he is condemned by the magistrate of the king. And in prison we find him, and alongside him, two other condemned men, whose ultimate fate will be foretold by Joseph's dream. One will die, and the other will be set at liberty and restored to life. To him, Joseph says, "Remember me when you come before the king, that you may speak on my behalf, for I am innocent." Though despised and forgotten, Joseph is finally vindicated and raised up to the right hand of the king. He is made the lord of his house and the prince of all his possessions. In the time of great famine, Joseph saves all men of the earth, both Hebrew and Gentile, by feeding them with life-giving wheat. His own brethren who betrayed him, denied him, and abandoned him, now return to him. And he honors them at a great supper, where he shows special honor toward one beloved brother, the young Benjamin. His brethren do not recognize him at first, but finally in the breaking of bread, he reveals himself, inviting them to approach him so they can see for themselves. What has truly stirred all hearts throughout the ages, what has caused men of all ranks to fall down in adoration before the Father of mercies, is the words that follow. "Do not be distressed," Joseph says, "or angry with yourselves because you sent me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life." These words were uttered by Joseph over 3,000 years ago and set down to the page by Moses. In all of human history, it is the first time we find in its full expression the idea of forgiveness. And yet even this verse, which should rend all hearts, is but a figure of things to come. True forgiveness will come with Christ Jesus, only begotten Son of God and Son of Mary in the fullness of time. His coming from the Father to seek the lost was foretold by the prophets. He emptied himself of all divine honor and took the form of a slave. Despised, rejected, betrayed by a Judas, denied and abandoned by his own brethren, he was condemned unjustly. Yet no one should despair on that account, for it was the Father's will that he should thus suffer and go on before his brethren to prepare for them a kingdom. Yes, the passion of Christ draws good even from our most wicked sins, for it was the will of the Father that he should suffer by the sins of the very men whom he came to save. Truly, he is our salvation. And truly, inspired by these words of the Scripture, we should walk, as the Apostle charges us today, in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and delivered himself up for us, an oblation and sacrifice to God for an odor of sweetness. And so as we obtain forgiveness for all our sins from Almighty God through the passion of Christ, foretold by the passion of Joseph, so now let us forgive all sins of others. Let us show mercy towards others. For it is by our mercy, ultimately, that we shall be judged on the last day. Forgive us our trespasses, O Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Thus is the measure of our mercy and the measure of the judgment we shall be received. Let us walk then, my brethren, throughout this land in love, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, for Christ's sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.